Lord has been speaking to me about the subject of the Messiah this week. I'd like to share with you some of the scripture and the hope that we have of the Messiah. Well, I could begin over in Luke in the second chapter, and as you are turning there in your Bible, Luke chapter 2, have you ever anticipated something, ever knew something was coming? And I know many of the children, sometimes on Christmas Day or on a certain day, they have set aside that they know they're going to receive a gift. And there is a heightened level of excitement and anticipation that I'm going to receive something. Well, there is something a whole lot better than just a little present that was unwrapped. There is a man by the name of Simeon who was laboring and working in the temple, and he was looking forward to something. He was looking forward to the Messiah coming. I'd like to read out of Luke chapter 2. We'll begin reading with verse 25. It said, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." If you can just get a little picture, Mary and Joseph had brought Jesus into the temple. And here is this man named Simeon who loved God. He had been faithful. And it meant something to be found faithful at this time. I believe last Sunday maybe it was mentioned how there had been a silence of 400 years. In other words, there had not been a prophet for 400 years. And, you know, every once in a while, God would send a prophet with a message to kind of stir the people up. And we have meetings, we have camp meetings, and we have revival meetings. And it's kind of a time to come together to try to be renewed and stirred up in our spirit. Well, God had not sent a prophet for 400 years. But yet, there was still someone that was being faithful to the law of God, someone who believed in the prophecies of the coming of a Messiah. You know, the Lord would have us be that faithful this morning. Jesus was the Messiah, but does not the Scripture teach us that as He came before, so He shall come again? Jesus is going to come again, and the Scripture teaches us that we live in a time where there's scoffers saying, "Where is the coming of our Lord?" But folks, just as Jesus came to this earth the first time, He's going to come back a second time. And I would that all of us be found faithful, serving the Lord, that when Jesus comes back, He would find us faithful, doing the will of the Father. Simeon was being faithful. And the Lord revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now, someone help us out. What is the word, you children, young people, what does the word Christ mean? Speak up. Anybody know? What is Christ? All right, let's move on to the older folks. What does Christ mean? The anointed. This is the reason it says he was waiting for the Lord's Christ. He was waiting for the anointed one from God. And so here the Scripture said, the way it phrased it is kind of interesting. It said he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Now, consolation is comfort. It's peace. But this was a direct reference to the Messiah. The consolation of Israel was known. He was speaking of the Messiah. And so he was waiting with anticipation. And when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus in, the Lord spoke to him and he knew this was the Messiah. This is the one. And that's why he took his anticipation. It had been fulfilled because he had seen the Lord. And he took the baby and he blessed it. He said, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Do you know this morning that there are a lot of anticipation for things in this life? Sometimes people, they're anticipating getting married. Some are anticipating getting out of school when they finish their schoolwork. Some are anticipating maybe a new job. Some are anticipating retirement. But do you recognize the anticipation that Simeon had? He'd been waiting for years for there to be a Savior. And when the Savior came in the form of a child, he recognized this was the one, the Messiah, is prophesied of in the Old Testament. And Simeon understood the prophecies. We're not going to take the time to go through all the prophecies. We'd be here a long time. But you know the scripture? We all know it over in the 9th chapter of Isaiah. "For unto us is born, a child is born, for unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Simeon knew that passage of Scripture. That is where he was finding his anticipation. He knew that one day a Messiah would come. And it was going to come as a baby. It wasn't going to come as a grown-up. "For unto us a child is born." And you know this morning that that is very personal. It's more than saying that there is a Messiah or there is a Savior, but the Savior was a personal gift to each and every one of us, "for unto us is born." And that's what, isn't it the angels as well? "For unto us is born, for unto you is born, this day in the city of David." The angels were giving a message to the shepherds that this gift is to you. The Messiah is for you this morning. It's for me. And everything that Jesus represents, His comfort, His healing, His love, His friendship, His sacrifice, but ultimately the forgiveness of sin, that was for all of us to experience this morning. We don't have to just say, "Well, that's for this one, and it seems like this one over there, they're enjoying what Jesus came." No, Jesus came that you would have peace in your spirit this morning. Jesus came that you would have a quality of life right now. You don't have to wait till you die. Jesus came that you could have peace in your spirit this morning. The word Messiah. Anybody know what it means? Maybe putting y'all on the spot. But do you know what the word Messiah actually means? It is a Hebrew word, do you know? It is the anointed. See, Christ is the Greek for the Hebrew word Messiah. Okay? Messiah is a Hebrew word that means the anointed. And so Christ is the Greek translation of the Messiah. It means the anointed one. And the Messiah, it also represents with the anointing, what it represents is someone who is anticipated to be a leader or a savior or a deliverer. That's in that, it's in all in that, a liberator. In the Old Testament, the Messiah was expected to come and deliver the Jews, was he not? And there were many that expected the Messiah to come and deliver the Jews from the power of the Roman government. But yet Jesus' kingdom, what did he teach us about his kingdom? He said, "My kingdom is not of this world," but the kingdom is where? The kingdom's within you. Jesus did not come to liberate us from an earthly power or earthly bondage, but he came to deliver us from the power of Satan, the power of sin in our life. And where the enemy has authority over us, you know, there's a prophecy that it would be through the seed of a woman that we would overcome the power of Satan. That prophecy was given in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve sinned, and the God was placing a curse on the serpent, on the enemy, he said, "Enmity shall be between thy seed and her seed." But he talked about through the seed of a woman that from her seed, he said, his head would be bruised. Now, do you know what it means to bruise someone's head? Let me see if I can stand up. If you're in a fight and you think about, and I know this is, or even in a, you think about people when they would have conflict, and when you're over, if you think about you getting your foot on their head, they're down, you're up. You put your foot on their head, you're the victor. That was a prophecy in the very beginning that God had prophesied there would come one through the seed of a woman that would bruise Satan's head. He would put the power of Satan under your feet. Do you recognize this morning that if Satan has control in your life, and there are things you say, I wish I could overcome, but I just can't help myself, there is a Messiah this morning that can liberate you and deliver you, that you can have victory in your life over every power of sin and of the world. That's the liberation of the Messiah. And while there are still those this morning that are looking for a Messiah to come, to set up an earthly kingdom, folks, the Messiah has already come. There is deliverance, there's power, there's peace, and He is God's anointed. It was through the name of Jesus Christ, folks, that we can find reconciliation with God. We will never be reconciled to God through any other means, through any righteousness of our own, except through Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He's the only one that can make us, put us right with God. If you will turn with me over to John in the 4th chapter. This is another very familiar passage of Scripture. When Jesus was speaking to the woman at the well in the 4th chapter of John, beginning with verse 25, the woman said unto Him, now, previous to this is where Jesus told her that God is looking for those to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and it seems like that's where He put a lot of the emphasis. But I'd like to pick up after He said that. The woman said unto Him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. See, this is the anointed. And when He is come, He will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am He. This was a Samaritan woman. And the Samaritans, they were, you know, if you want to call them cousins to the Jews. They had intermarried with idolatrous nations around about them, but they were related, but there was great enmity between the Jews and the Samaritans. Great animosity was there. But the Samaritans believed in the Messiah because they accepted the first 5 books of our Bible. That was the books of Moses. And so the word Messiah is not in the first 5 books, but the prophecies of that same deliverer is in those 5 books. I gave you one of them in Genesis, didn't I? And so the Samaritans accepted that and they believed, and they were also waiting for a Messiah to come, for a deliverer. And think about what the woman said. She said, when the Messiah comes, He will tell us all things. And Jesus said, I am He. I am the Messiah. I am the one that can tell you all things. They also knew the Scripture, and I'll just quote it, read it to you briefly in Genesis 49, verse 10. It said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. You know what tribe Jesus came from? It's the tribe of Judah, wasn't it? They have prophecies in the Old Testament hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. They had these prophecies, and they knew that the Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah, and it said, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Talked about Shiloh, which represents peace and tranquility. You know, this morning there is no other peace to be found in life except it be through the Messiah. Let's turn and read about John the Baptist. See, when Jesus came, did the Jews as a nation accept Christ as the Messiah? They didn't. There were a few that accepted Him, but most of the Jews did not accept Him. Well, John the Baptist even had some questions. Did you know that? John the Baptist, his cousin, who had been out preaching repentance and preaching the kingdom of God, he still, when he was in prison, he had some question. Is Jesus the one that I've been preaching about? Is this really the Messiah? So let's turn and read. Over in Matthew chapter 11, begin reading with verse 2. It said when John had heard in the prison, so John the Baptist was in prison. He'd been preaching a message of repentance. And he said when he heard of the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? He was speaking about the Messiah, the prophet, the one that would come. He said, are you the one, or do we need to keep looking? You know, people are still asking that question this morning. They're looking for hope. They're looking for peace in this one, in that one, in this church, in that church. You know, if you're not satisfied, you know, you will never find satisfaction in just going to church. Y'all believe that? Whether it's here or anywhere else, church by itself will not bring soul peace. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, is who brings soul peace. And that's what makes coming to service a blessing then, because I found the Messiah. I have found Him, and I can come and worship with others that have found the Christ, and the Lord can bless in our midst. But if I am not at peace with God, I'm not going to be at peace with myself. I'm not going to be at peace with my family. And just coming to church and being a pretty good person is not going to bring soul peace. Folks, we need not look for another. There are people that church hop, they go from even among the church of God, they go from one preacher to the next, expecting to find all the answers. Folks, there is only one that can minister to the depth of the needs in your spirit, and that's Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And so John's question was, is this the Messiah, or do we need to look for another? And Jesus answered and said, go and show John again. In other words, he already saw him. But I want you to go and tell him again those things which you heard, which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever who shall not be offended in me. That was the Messiah. Go and tell John what you've seen. Folks, we don't have to manufacture something here this morning. We don't need to try to make things sound better than they are. The Messiah is real. Victory over sin is real. I'm thankful I have heard it. I'm thankful for my heritage. I appreciate God's people. But folks, mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord this morning. I have experienced it. And so I can stand here or sit here with confidence this morning that this is real. The Messiah, if you'll open up your heart, He will be a reality. That's the joy that we celebrate this morning. It's the reality of the Messiah. We need not look for another. John also knew the prophecy, and you can turn and read it on your own time, but the book of Isaiah, there are many prophecies of the Messiah in the coming of Christ, prophesying of a Messiah who would raise the dead and make the blind to see and the lame to walk again. And Jesus said, go tell them what you've seen. And John, when he heard it, he said, yes, I've read about it. That's what the prophecy say. That's what the book of Isaiah says in Isaiah 35. I want to read another passage to you, another prophecy in Deuteronomy. In the 18th chapter, verse 18, said, I will rise him up a prophet. This is God speaking now. I will rise him up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. You know who that prophet was? That prophet was speaking of Christ. He was talking to Moses. He said, I'm going to send a prophet like unto thee. And if people don't listen to him, he's going to be required. It's going to be required of me. They're going to be doing business with God. There is a fulfillment found to that direct passage in John chapter 6. It said, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, they said, this of a truth is that prophet that should come into the world. That's how they phrase it. This is that prophet. They were talking about the Messiah. And that was right after Jesus had fed the 5,000. It was prophesied, the coming of the Messiah was prophesied. But I want to share with you, and I wish we could have a Bible study on this right now. We've got two Bible studies already going, we're working on, so we're not going to start this one. But I want to just give you a taste of one of the most beautiful, specific prophecies of the Messiah in the Old Testament. And you will find that in the 9th chapter of Daniel. In the 9th chapter of Daniel, and again, I'm just going to have time to give you a synopsis. But the 9th chapter of Daniel, beginning with verse 24. This is a revelation from the angel Gabriel that was given to Daniel. And he said, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Does that sound familiar? One that would make an end to sin? One that would make reconciliation for iniquity? To bring everlasting righteousness? This is a prophecy of the Messiah. The next verse he said, "Now therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Now, very briefly, he said from the time that the commission would be given for the Jerusalem to be rebuilt, he said in 70 weeks the Messiah would be here. He was speaking of sabbatical weeks, okay? And you can find, again, Bible study another time. But one day represented 1 year. So 70 weeks, or a week of years, this would be 70 weeks, and each day is a year, okay? So let's multiply that by 7 to find out how much we have. 7 times 7, what is it, children? All right, thank you. So that's 49, and then bring down the 0. So we have 490, right? In 70 weeks, it was prophetic. He was speaking prophetically. He said in 70 weeks from the time the commission was given to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem till the Messiah, he said it would be 70 weeks. So how long is that? 70 weeks, sabbatical weeks, you can find it in Leviticus. Times 7 is 490 years. Do you know to the month when Artaxerxes, the king of Persia, gave Ezra the commission to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild, it was exactly 490 years when Jesus died on the cross. 490 years. This is one of the most specific prophecies given in the Old Testament about the Messiah. And people say, we don't believe it. Folks, this was given hundreds and hundreds of years before the coming of Jesus Christ. And it was prophesied, and you can go back and study the historians, but when they know the month and the year that Artaxerxes gave the commission to Ezra, go back, and he commissioned to go rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. It said here, from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah shall be 7 weeks. Isn't that beautiful? I believe this morning. I believe in the Messiah. The Messiah has come. Let's turn with me, and we'll be done here shortly, in John chapter 1. I have two more passages of Scripture, a couple more passages of Scripture I'd like us to get. In John, in the first chapter, beginning with verse 40, it said, "One of the two which heard John speak and followed him." Now, these are disciples of John the Baptist. Those that had followed him, they followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. So Andrew was actually a disciple of John first. It said, "He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which being interpreted the Christ." We found him. This is the one that has been prophesied about. This is the deliverer that we've been looking for. And he said, we have found it. In verse 45, it said, then Philip. Now here's someone else. Philip findeth Nathanael and said, we have found him of whom Moses in the law, the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Joseph, we have found him. Folks, the Messiah has come this morning. The Messiah came, and it was Jesus Christ. And it is no wonder, and we already read the scripture in our song service, so I'm not going to turn and read it again, but it is no wonder when the angels appeared there in the second chapter of Luke, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, and they gave that glorious message, and they said, don't be afraid. They said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you, again, now this is personal, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a what? A Savior, which is the Messiah, which is Christ the Lord. Folks, the Messiah came for you this morning. He came for me. That's what we celebrate today. That's why we worship this morning. That's where my love is this morning. The Messiah has come. He came to deliver me from my sin. He came to comfort me in my grief. He came to wipe my tears away. He came to be a friend to me. He came to stand beside me. And He came to forgive me of all of my sin. And do you know what the judgment, if you will be faithful this morning and allow Jesus Christ to be your Messiah, when we stand before the judgment seat of God, do you know that Jesus is going to tell the Father, that's one of mine. That's one of mine. I used to think we were going to stand at the judgment by ourselves, but after studying a little bit more in Revelation, the Lord Jesus is going to stand up for us. He's going to stand up and when the blood has been applied and we are going to be identified of one as one that has accepted the Messiah. Folks, let's not wait. If you've been looking for peace in material things, thinking it's going to... You know, I've lived in a rental house. I've lived in a parsonage. I've lived in a trailer. I've lived in my own house, or, you know, the bank and I own it together. Do you recognize that where you live doesn't make a difference in your peace? Do you know that your job, do you know that your family, God has blessed us with family and friends. I appreciate that. But do you know that it does not change what's going on inside? Do you know that's what the Messiah came to do? He came to minister to us on a very personal basis, and that is what we celebrate, because it is in the Messiah this morning that we have hope. It's in Him that we have peace this morning. And I thank God for the gift of the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Savior, the Christ. Amen.